Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are reading our daily Bible devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. The Hallowed of My Hand is today's title, which I've also called No Neutrality with Our Creator. And we're going to be looking at this topic today. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to discuss this together and see some important ideas that we need to learn about our wonderful Creator. So it says, we start off with a scripture verse, Isaiah 40, verse 12. Isaiah 40, verse 12 says, "Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth? Who has weighed the mountains and hills on a scale?" So that's starting off with our devotional this morning. And it says, "With one scoop of all the waters of the earth are consumed. All of the galaxies are like jacks in the hand of a child. On one finger, the nations of the earth rest. With one strike of my fist, I could destroy the universe. You are wondering, is he that big? Your mind is unable to comprehend my omnipotence and my omnipresence. You regularly use these words to describe me, and yet you have fear. How can you boast of my marvelous traits and yet still shrink back at the thought of harmful touch of man? Such conflicting mindsets, these thoughts inside your head. I am concerned greatly about this double mind of yours. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from Yahweh. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." James 1, verse 7 and 8. "Please know, it is because of double-mindedness that I have created one of the keys to my kingdom. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, as it says in Romans 12, verse 2. Break free, remove the shackles from your mind, and unlock the open doors into a new reality. Your greatest hindrance in doing this is the fear of man. You fear man even more than you fear me. May I say, it is so easy to remember. Fear of man is a sin. Why so? Fear of man means lack of trust in me. Do you realize how sinful this is? Here is a word for my loved ones. A stepping stone, a new beginning. I control all of my dust. Remember this the next time that the creepy little thing called fear of man tries to overtake your mind. I have you in my hand, and there is plenty of room, my child. I promise." And as we read and finish this devotional this morning, I remind you all not to copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let Yahweh transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know Yahweh's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And I always say, you know, if we see somebody walking down the street and they have Ebola or coronavirus or something else, our first instinct is to run away. If we go around anyone with these contagious diseases, we want to protect ourselves so we don't catch it. And I tell you, sin is more contagious than any of these things. But when somebody's coming down the block who's a sinner, we don't run away because we have no fear of our Creator. We fear man more than we fear our Creator, and this has created the problem. This is the problem. The enemy has tricked us so much where we fear man more than we fear our Creator. Our Creator who formed us in the womb, who knows every hair on our head, who created us before we even knew what existence was. Everything about us he knows, our thoughts and everything. And he takes care of us and promises to protect us. But we put our trust in man more than we put our trust in him. The Bible says, do not put your trust in man, put it in our Creator Yahweh. And he's given us Yeshua, the human form of him, to show how perfect and wonderful our lives can be if we trust him. This is the biggest problem we have today. Fully giving our heart and our trust to him is one of the major commandments and the summing up of all the commandments. To love him, not with some of our heart, but all of our heart. But we try to go neutral. We try to trust him, but we also say we got to trust man. Or at least we try to fear him, but we fear man more. It says in Matthew 12:30, anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. I say this often, and I'll say it again right now. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or against him. And if you say you're neutral, you're against him. There's nothing that can compare to him. Nothing that compare to his power. Nothing that can compare. Every day I read these prayers every morning with people, and I explain to them how amazing his mighty touch is and how amazing he is and the things he's done in our lives. Nothing compares to him. And when we fear man, we're comparing man with our Creator. We're choosing the side of the enemy. We're opening up a door to the enemy. The scriptures talk about this over and over again. And I say, if you know the scriptures, you know that there's no such thing as neutrality with our Creator. He says in Revelation 3:15-16, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. We must choose Yahweh and stay on his side always. It says in Matthew 12:30, and you must love Yahweh with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and strength. All, not some, not halfway, but all, with everything. With everything. Ecclesiastes 3:14 says, I perceive that whatever Yahweh does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken away from it. Yahweh has done it so that people fear before him. To be in awe of him and his great works. Colossians 1:17 says, and he is before all things, and in him all things are held together. 1 Thessalonians 5:19-21 says, do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the prophecies, but test everything and hold fast to what is good. And John 8:32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There's no neutrality with our Creator. We must understand this. We must get this. We must get this. So we look at this and we understand that the problem of man today is not putting their faith and trust fully in our Creator and him. Fearing man's ways, fearing man's diseases and man's money and everything else. Do you know we have a Creator of all things? And he says, if you diligently follow my words, if you follow my instructions and my guideline, I will protect you. I will keep you safe. I will store up a place for you in my kingdom and you will be fine. So why do we defy man, Yahweh, when it says, you know, do not mess with the pharmakia. Do not mess with the world's ways. Do not have the stress and the distress of the fear of man. Trust in me and experience my joy every day. And understand this is the day I made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you are rejoicing and being glad in your days? Or how many of you are so worried about the fear and what you see in the news? I don't care if it's fake news or real news. The only news we should be listening to is the news that's found in the Bible. That's the only news we should be listening to. And not fearing man's and all these ways and everything else. People coming up to me saying they never seen anything like this before. And everything that's going on in the world today they've never seen. Yeah, well, in the Bible there were seas that were split open. There were people that came back from the dead. What would you be saying if you saw that on the news? Who's doing this? Who's in control of all this and all of everything? But there's a division. There's a division. And that's what the enemy wants to create, to divide and destroy. But our Creator wants to divide the set apart, the holy ones, and bring them together. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no division in the church, rather be one of mind, united through in thought and process. Do we understand there's no neutrality without Creator? We need to go to extremeness for him and not lay back and let the world just think that their ways are okay and the things they're doing is okay. No, what we should be fearing is that people think it's okay to commit these great abominations against our Creator and think there's not going to be severe consequences. But we trust that we will survive and be fine because he takes those righteous ones under his wings. But we must not have this double-mindedness. It says in Psalms 94:19, when doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Your comfort gives me, gave me renewed hope and cheer. Taking comfort in him, the creator of all things, we can overcome everything through him. Romans 8:6 says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. I said it and I'll say it again. There's no neutrality with our creator. None. You're either for him or against him. There's no middle ground. We must make up our minds. We must decide who we're going to choose, who we're going to listen to. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. That's it. Humble yourself. Be thankful for the great things he's done in your life and he's doing in your life. To be thankful for all things and stop fearing man's and man's ways. You fear walking around the outside without a mask. I think you should fear walking outside without your Bible. That's the problem. You spend more time on social media on your phone, but you should be looking at Bible verses on your phone. That's the issue. That's what you should fear. That's where the fear should come from. You have secular songs on your tongue. You should have scriptures on your tongue. You know people of all the Kardashians and all these other junk programs on TV, but you should know all the scriptures and the characters in the Bible, all the martyrs that died for us and that died for Yeshua. That's what you should know. That's where the real fear should come in. Don't leave home without your face mask. No, don't leave home without your Bible. When you're standing in line at the cash register reading all those junk magazines, take out your scriptures and read that and let people know that Yeshua died for them. Yeshua died for them. If our government had an ordinance saying people can't leave their house without Bibles and people listen to that today, the way they listen to this mask thing and all this other stuff, we'd be a different world today. 1 Peter 3 verse 8 says, finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. It's that simple. It's that simple. But the double-mindedness of the world today has everyone confused. And that's the enemy's trick and what he wants to do. Should we listen to this? What numbers are real? What news report is true and what's fake news? We only know one real news, and that's the news that Yeshua died for us so we would be safe. That's the news we should have. 2 Timothy 4 verse 5 says, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for Yahweh. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry Yahweh has given you. That's it. Bottom line, that's it. A clear mind in every situation. If we checked our Bible verses and prayed as much as we check in our temperature, we'd be a different nation. We'd be a different world. But you could have your own, you understand you're a citizen of a different kingdom, and you could do that. For everybody you know that's getting their temperature checked, read a scripture and say a prayer. Keep a clear mind. And understand the truth, the true news, the gospel, Yeshua, hallelujah, the good news. There's no real news or fake news. There's only the good news we should be listening to. Hebrews 6:17 says, Yahweh also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could perfectly be sure he would never change his mind. And just like Yeshua doesn't change his mind and Yahweh doesn't change his mind, we should not change our mind. When we confess with our lip that Yeshua is Messiah and we dedicate our life to him, we should not go back on that. There's no neutrality with our creator. There's no room for double-mindedness in the kingdom. Stop fearing man's with these masks and taking temperatures and start reading your scriptures and start getting in the word and start praying and understand his promise to us, and he'll never change his mind. That'll keep us safe and give us a long life of peace and shalom. But man today is so worried about man's ways and things of man, fearing man more than they fear sin, fearing man more than they fear the words of our creator. We need to wake up. Wake up. Wake up, people. Until you get on the side of what scripture says, we're always going to have these issues amongst us. He told us when we go into the promised land, when the Israelites left Egypt and went into the promised land, do not mingle yourself and mingle the seed with the non-believers. Do not mingle yourself with their ways. If you do, I will give you diseases you never even heard of yet. I will put them upon you. But if you go there and you destroy all those things that are not of me, and you avoid those things and you do not mingle the seed, you will be blessed a long life of peace and shalom. Yes, the real fruits of Yahweh are not how big your house is or how many cars you drive. The real fruit is the peace you could walk around in knowing that he's with you. That peace that's on your heart and on your mind that helps you walk humbly and not fearing man's ways and things of man. In these Exodus 15, 26, it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and my instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the heathens of this world, of those that don't listen to me, of those that don't follow me. But we must be of one mind, and our mind must not be worried about which law says this today or what law says that today or what ordinance in this city says we have to wear a mask or which this one says. No, it should be in the mind of Scripture, the mind of Scripture that tells us to love our Creator with all our heart, not some of our heart, not some of the time, but all times with all our heart, and not be double-minded. Not be double-minded and not be lukewarm and understand there's no neutrality with our Creator and go to the extreme for him, for his ways, whatever it means. And it says clearly in Scripture, we will suffer if we do these things, but just we suffer for Yeshua and we rise with Yeshua. Job said, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words are more important than my life. That's what we have to strive for. It says in Philippians 2:2, then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another and working together with one mind and one purpose. And that one mind and that one purpose needs to be Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. There's nothing else. The good news, not the fake news, the real news or this. No, the good news of Yeshua who died for us so we'd have another chance at life. Hallelujah. Let's get it right this time. Let's stop fearing man's and man ways, and let's start being in awe of our Creator and all he does for us. All he does for us, as we read today. With one word, he can make the waves stop. He can make the storm stop with one word. So why can't he heal you and cure you with one word? We need to put our faith and our trust in him. The real issue today isn't some contagious disease of this world. The real issue today is a lack of trust and faith in our Creator. That's the real issue. John 14, 27 says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Every one of us has an opportunity to receive this gift, but only a few of us will open it. Only a few of us will use it. And this gift is called the Holy Spirit that he gives us, that he wants us to use. We need to trust him and accept this gift. And we can walk around in joy. Enjoy knowing that we got a better place to be going, a kingdom that's waiting for us. We're not citizens of this kingdom, of this world. We have a better place and a better leader in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We die with him and we rise with him. It all comes down to what he did for us. It says in Matthew 16, 24, Yeshua said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow me. When everyone's contacted me these last couple of days saying, oh, you're not allowed to go outside in public or go in stores without a mask or you can get a fine. And I tell them, you're not allowed to live in sin or you can get a much bigger fine. Our Creator tells us what to do and what not to do and how to protect ourselves truly. His word is life. And Yeshua, rise for us. How many of you are willing to be like Job and give up your fleshly life for him? And for Yeshua and what he did for us. And rise again and be created with him. Every gift that was offered to all the prophets in Scripture. To all the prophets and all the people in Scripture. The wonderful things that they'd experienced. The wonderful joy and peace that they had. We have the opportunity to have as well. But it comes out to our trace and our trust and our faith. That's what it comes out to. And this gift that he's left us with. This Holy Spirit that he's given us. Psalms 119, 95 says, though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind on your laws. Hallelujah. Staying focused on what our Creator wants us to do. Psalms 119, 169 says, oh Yahweh, listen to my cry. Give me the discerning mind you promise to discern what is right and what is right and what's going to bless us and get the confusion out of my life. No double-mindedness in my life. For all my faith and my trust is in Yeshua. All my hope is in Yeshua. No confusion today. Stop the confusion and make up the choice. And remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. understand the enemy wants to cause chaos and disorder and death and destruction. But our Creator says in 1 Corinthians 14:33, Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Of peace. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking to destroy and devour you. But 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not aware of his schemes. We must stay focused on our Creator. We must stay focused on him. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And the way Yeshua did it and gives us that perfect example in Scripture is he stayed Scripture. He quoted Scripture. He believed Scripture. He was Scripture. That's the way to do it. Don't let this confusion of the world get to you. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in Yahweh, not with some of your heart, but with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Lean on Yahweh's understanding and trust him. And let him take you to a different place, a place of peace and love that you can never imagine would exist, that no man can create, but our Creator offers that to us always. And he offers that to us every single day. Right now, every single one of you has that opportunity. Whether you've been diagnosed, whether you've been giving a man-made disease or a death sentence by a doctor, whatever else, take that trust of the Holy Spirit to know Yahweh's going to protect you no matter what. No matter what. In Luke 24:38, and he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do your doubts arise in your hearts? Because our Creator wants to keep us safe. But the enemy wants to destroy that. But our Creator reminds us over and over again, in Jeremiah 32:27, I am Yahweh. I am the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? There's nothing that's too hard for him. Nothing. Nothing. Isaiah 49:14-16 says, it says, but Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me. Yahweh has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby of her breast and have no comparison of a child that he's born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on my palms of my hands. Your walls are even before me. He created us. He wants to take care of us. And he loves us far more than we could even understand love. In every aspect of love, we could think about how much we love our pets or our children or anything else. It doesn't come close to the love our Creator has for us. And he says in his holy word in Ezekiel 33, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want you to change from your wicked ways so you would live. Yes, neutrality and fear of man is a sin according to our Creator. We must have the trust and the faith of our wonderful Creator, and he will help us survive in peace and love and humility. But the world today is under the confusion of the devil, and that's the problem. That's the real answer. The issue isn't Ebola or the coronavirus or the flu or anything like that. The issue is the world's confusion and how the enemy breaks that down and try to get the world confused. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Yeshua, who is the image of Yahweh. Confusion bears fear. Confusion stirs up fear. That's the problem. Matthew 8:25-26 says the disciples went and woke him saying, Yahweh, save us. We are going to drown. And he replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves and it was completely calm. He can do that in your life also. That is so important to understand how he can do that in our lives. Stop fearing man. Why are you so afraid? Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And 2 Corinthians 1:10 says, he delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. Oh, we have set our hope on him, and he will deliver us again. We must stay steadfast in our trust and our faith in him, and not let the confusion of this world take us away. Take us away from that. We must be careful how we live our lives. 1 Corinthians 10:31-32 says, so whatever you do, whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of Yahweh. Do not cause anyone to stumble. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. trust in him. Trust in Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh. But we must understand, it says in John 7:17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. Your word is the truth. Just as Satan tried to confuse Yeshua, he's going to try to destroy us. But Yeshua's job and what Yeshua did was he destroyed the confusion and making everything proven. Proven. He took away all the doubts and he proved in his death and his resurrection. And what he did on that stake, he proved that Yahweh's word is true. 1 John 3:8 says, the one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God approved for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. The Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalt himself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yeshua. It's the Holy Spirit, this gift that he gives us that helps us overcome the confusion. We must pray, pray and pray, and understand that this Holy Spirit helps us. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I say that again. He has not given us the spirit of fear of man, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And John 14:26 says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you all to remember all that I said to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:1 says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yahweh. Because many false prophets have gone into this world. We must pray for wisdom, as it says in James 1:5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives the generosity and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And I leave you today with Mark 9:24 as we pray. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe. Help my unbelief. Hallelujah. Do not let the confusion of this world take you away from Yahweh. There's no neutral hour with our Creator. We must hold and stay fast to Him. Praise our wonderful Creator for this day He has made. We will rejoice in it. Thank you, everybody, for listening to me this morning. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. And you can see more at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also go to our Patreon page if you want to support us at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Praise the wonderful Creator for this day that He's given us. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Yahweh be with you all. And remember, He loves us. He loves us, and He teaches us what love is. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a blessed day. Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Oakleaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course. Located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S. Highway 441 North. Oakleaf Golf Course is open to the public and provides a challenging course with multiple tee locations for players of all skill levels. For more information or a tee time, Oakleaf Golf Course, an underwriter of WCNO, is available at 863-357-GOLF or on Facebook.
Join Pastor Jonathan McLean in Abundant Life Assembly of God Church each Sunday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on your Good News Station, WCNO.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth